From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This could be the final day of questions for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. Sonia Sotomayor has been spending the last few days answering a barrage of questions from the Senate committee deciding whether she will be confirmed as the High Court's first ever Latina justice. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Republicans on the committee used their last opportunity to question Sotomayor to focus on the differences in her judicial philosophy and her past personal advocacy. They also tried to unearth her views on hot-button issues such as same-sex marriage and, in South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's case, gun rights.
Is there any personal judgment to be relied upon by a Supreme Court justice in deciding whether or not the Second Amendment is a fundamental right?
Well, you hire judges for their judgment, not their personal views or what their sense of what the outcome should be.
Graham also said that although some of the things the judge has said in the past have bugged him, he does believe she's open-minded and generally in the mainstream. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama is pressing Congress to approve a $1 trillion 10-year overhaul of the country's health care system before the summer recess. Under the president's plan, most Americans would have some form of coverage, but critics say they're concerned the White House proposal would unfairly punish people for not having insurance and undermine the quality of health care. Taliban commanders are threatening to kill a captured American service member unless U.S. forces stop their offensive in southeastern Afghanistan. That's where a suicide bomber attacked residents today. Three policemen in Nimroz province were killed. Separately, the U.S. military says it's investigating an incident in southern Afghanistan in which residents have reported as many as six civilian deaths in overnight airstrikes. A firm that tracks foreclosure activity in the U.S. says foreclosure filings nationwide reached nearly 2 million in the first half of 2009. NPR's Jack Speer has details.
According to California-based Realty Track, foreclosure activity in the first 6 months of this year rose nearly 15% from the same period last year. Roughly one in every 84 U.S. households, just under 1.2%, received at least one foreclosure notice during the first 6 months of the year. The number of filings in June exceeded 300,000 for the fourth straight month, and in the second quarter, foreclosure filings reached their highest level since the firm began keeping records. Nevada, Arizona, and Florida had the highest foreclosure rates, though in terms of the overall number of foreclosures, California continues to lead the pack. Realty Track says unemployment-related foreclosure activity accounted for much of the increase. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 9 points at 8,625. NASDAQ up a bit, 4 points at 1867. This is NPR News. Police in the Florida Panhandle have arrested another person in connection with the deaths of Melanie and Bert Billings, who are survived by 17 children, most of them adopted. Authorities have charged a 47-year-old woman with accessory after the fact to felony murder. That brings to 8 the number of people now charged in last week's break-in and shooting deaths. The Chechenian leadership is vowing to investigate the murder of a prominent human rights activist, even as critics accuse the Kremlin-backed president of being complicit in the crime. Jessica Gallagher is monitoring developments from Moscow.
Kremlin-installed Ramzan Kadyrov has personally vowed to investigate the brazen murder of Natalia Istimarova, despite the fact that her friends and colleagues accuse the president's own security forces of being involved in the slaying. Istimarova was found with close-range bullet holes to the head shortly after being kidnapped on Wednesday in Grozny. Istimarova was deeply involved in chronicling rights abuses in Chechnya. The single mother had worked with two other top rights activists, journalist Anna Politkovskaya, who was gunned down in her Moscow apartment building in 2006, and Stanislav Markelov, a top human rights lawyer who was murdered in broad daylight in Moscow earlier this year. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's spokesman says that Istimarova's murder appears to be related to her work and ordered Russia's top investigative official to take all necessary measures. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The Sears Tower, as we know it, will be no more after today. In a ceremony, it's being renamed the Willis Tower for the London-based insurance firm that now holds the naming rights. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.